now. Mishnah, right? Halacha Vav. Lechem Goyle. Where are they going to go? Slorei Miklot, to the to people who kill unintentionally. They go to Orei Miklot, to the cities of refuge. Ushol Shemir Yarden, the three which are on the other side of the Jordan River. Ulasholos Shemir Etzkanan, the three in Eretz Kanan. Shneimar as it says, and Shlosh Arima Titnu, the three cities of Shkim Beivel Yarden on the other side of the Jordan River. Vegomer, etc. Actually, Nivkul Shol Shaber Tisro, the three were chosen Eretz Tisro, Lo Hoyu Shol Shaber Yarden, go to the three in Avery Yarden, didn't work either. Shemet says, Shesh Ale Mikla Tiena. There should be six altogether. They have to be simultaneously. Tiena means at the same time. Achu Shloshan Koltos Kachas, they all came into working at once. Mechuvanoslem Drachim, and they were highways going Mizuzu from one to the other. Shemar says, Tochin Luchadar, prepare the pathway of Shilash, Tosgulatcha, and divide equidistantly the borders of your country. All the Gemara will explain that means. When the unintentional murderer flees to your miklat, we give him two tamid chomim, shemir ginam baderech, lest the goel hadam kill him along the way. We dabu love, and they should speak to him, persuade him not to. Mayor, no, we don't take responsibility for that. Rather, afu medabrei de'atzmo, he speaks for himself. Shemir says, v'zed varotzech, these are the words of the murderer, meaning he has to speak up for himself. Rabbi Yisrael, you know, mayor, bitchila, initially, echot shoyv echot mezid, we don't check to the murderer to see whether he was shogig or mezid. Rather, all of them, akdimlo or miklot, all murderers go to or miklot, who based in shokim bevinos from mishom. A basin then sends for him in order to judge him. Mishin Tzchai Misa, anybody's liable for death penalty, or Gudeis, kill him. Mishin Tzchai Misa, anybody's not liable for death penalty, but true, they exempt him. And he goes back to your Miklot. I'm sorry, he goes home, sorry. Mishin Tzchai Begolus, those who are liable to Golus, Machzir Yisrael come, you put him back in their place in the year Miklot. Shemar Vishivu, so Eda, the judging congregations return Mel Yer Mikloto to a city of refuge. Echo Mashuach Milchoma! It says when the Kohen Gadol dies, then they can go back to their homes. So that's true. Whether the Kohen Gadol who died was one who was anointed with the oil of anointment, which was until the Torah, till almost the end of the second Beis Hamikdash period, or Echo Meru Begadim, or the Kohen Gadol subsequent to that, who were based on having additional garments, but were no longer anointed with oils, which is put into Gniza. And this is true even by a retired Kohen Gadol emeritus. If he dies, then he too is considered to return the murderer back to his own home. Rabbi Yonah Av Mashur Milchama, so to the person who's anointed to lead the Jews in battle, he allows his death allows the murderer go home. Levira Zefri Mosem Shakwanim, the brothers of the Kwanim, Misapkos Lohem Michyoksus, they supply sustenance and clothing to the murderers, Kadeshlois, Balu Abnaim, Shavusu, or they shouldn't dominate on their kids that they should die, so they should be able to go home. Nigmar Dino Mates Kohen Gadol, if the individual's judgment had been meted out already, the sentence ruled that he had to go near Miklot, Mates Kohen Gadol, before he got to near Miklot, Kohen Gadol died, Harezei Nogol, he need not go into Golos. Imachulo Nigmar Kohen Dino, if however, before his judgment was pronounced, the Kohen Gadol in place died, Umina Kohen Acher Tachtov, and then they appointed another Kohen, Ulacher Mikan, and subsequent to that appointment of the second Kohen Gadol, Nigmar Dino, then his sentence was pronounced, Chozim Yitosu Shosheni, he goes back when the second one dies, the new one. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, when his judgment was completed at that time, when his sentence was pronounced, there was no Kohen Gadol, or if he himself killed a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself killed, and he'd say Mishol and Olam, they're stuck, because there was no reigning Kohen Gadol when they were being judged. Veinu Yetzi Lolidus Mitzvah, a person's near Miklat never leaves, not for the purpose of testimony in the case of a mitzvah. Lo latest moment, not for testimony in case of a monetary case. Lo latest bunch is not for testimony in case of a capital crime. Even if Amisol needs him, even a general, he's never leaves there. Shema says, Shama, there, Shamte Duraso, there he shall live, Shamte Misaso, there he shall die, Shamte Duraso, and there he shall be buried, unless the Kohen Gadol predeceased him, obviously. Kishem Shirakul is just like the city absorbs the murderer Kako Tchuma, so to its area surrounding it, 2,000 Amas surrounding the city, Kolate absorbs the murderer. Rotzeach Shiyatza Chutz Tchum, a murderer who exited, who left the boundary of his city, Umatza Goel Dam, was found by the Goel Adam, the Avenger of the Blood. Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Mitzvah Yabba Goel Adam, Mitzvah the Goel Adam is to kill him. It's a mitzvah for him to kill the murderer. Roshus Biyar Goel Adam, everybody else has the option to kill him, but not a mitzvah. Akiva Mer, Roshus Biyar Goel Adam, it's an option to the Goel Adam, he's not required to do so, it's not a mitzvah upon him. The Cholodam in Chayevla, everybody else, it's not even Roshus, they're just not put to death if they happen to kill him. Why? Because he has elements of a Gavrak Tila, elements of a dead person walking. Not completely, but to that extent that nobody's liable for murdering him. Ilan Shremei Michud Bechud Mitochatum, a tree which stands within the 2,000 amas of the Ir Miklat, v'noifa noitzei chutzuchum, but its foliage is outside the 2,000 amas. Oimei chutzuchum, it stands outside the boundary, v'noifa, and its foliage, noitzei chutzuchum, extends within the boundaries. Hakol ha'charof, everything goes by the foliage. Harag bosa ir, if you were killed within that city, the Ir Miklat, goel m'shchun ha'shchun has got to go to goes from neighborhood to neighborhood. Ben Levi, goelem ir li'ir, Ben Levi, who lives in one of the Ir Miklat, and the 42 other Levite cities, which also can serve as Ir Miklat, as we shall proceed so shortly, goes from city to city. Ke'etzibo simli, goetzeach, shegol Ir Miklato. Question is, what does Chayetibo mean? What is this referring to? It's similar to what? They want to give him honor. Goes to a similar city. That must be Chayetibo, must be the end of the previous line. Anyway, Rotzeach Shagol Ir Mikloto, Rotzeach went. The Rimiklav Rotu Anche Elochav, the people who say want to give him honor. Yomalem, you should say to them, Rotzeach, honey, I'm a murderer, how can you honor me? Amalafa Bechev, they said, nevertheless, Yikavim, you should accept it from them. Shemar says, Vizet Var Rotzeach, this is the statement, this is the matter concerning Rotzeach, but we darshan, Zet Var Rotzeach, he just has to tell them that he's Rotzeach. Once he tells them that, it's up to them what they want to do. Okay? Show, it depends if he's Mark Rich or not. Show,
I assume this mission in the
Bavli
is broken up.
Moshe set aside three cities on the other side of the Jordan River. He set aside another three cities. But none of these cities worked until they divided and conquered Eretz and distributed Eretz Yisrael, which is 14 years. Came and Shekiv Shevchilku, once they conquered Eretz Yisrael and divided up, Yitzchayva Oretz Mishmitim, V'yoyvelos, the land became liable to Shmita and Yoyvel, V'yu Elu Velo Koltos, and both sets of cities began to function. Shal Shevrim Shevchishu Eretz Yisrael, the three cities they allocate in Eretz Yisrael, they were directly opposite Keneged Cholosh Harim Sharfish Moshe Be'Yarden, the three cities which Moshe set aside on the other side of the Jordan River. Kishtei Shuros Shalkerim, like two rows in a vineyard. As Chevron Behuda, Chevron was in Yehuda in the south. Keneged Betzer and Midbar Karsmai, the Betzer on the other side of the Jordan River in the desert. The Shechem Bahar Ephraim that was in the middle country. Keneged Ramos Be'ilad opposite Ramos and Gilad. As Kedesh Bagolil that was in the northern part of the country. Meneged Golba Bashan that corresponds to the Golan in the Bashan, which is the northern part, of course, the Golan Heights. Now, it should say instead of actually, if we shoo the Pnei Moshe Korban Eda, based on the Zevda, said, Afal Pishe Frishu Shchem Bahar Ephraim, even though they separated Shchem and Har Ephraim, Lois of Coletus, it would not absorb murderers until, of course, all six were set aside. In other words, Shchem was the first city they conquered, right? First place came there, so was Har Griz and Har Evel. Even though they set that aside, it still was not enough until they actually set aside the other cities. But besides that, Until they conquered Shechem, they had a stopgap measure, which was Kiryas Yearim. That was one of the first places.
Telstone.
Kiryas Yearim's Telstone's where Shimshon was, right, which is an interesting thing. You know, why that, here Miklat was where Shimshon was. I mean, he was obviously, you know, a pretty violent guy. But anyway, it's interesting that Meshul Chochma brings down, he says that this stopgap, here Miklat, is alluded to in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Lamed Hei Yudav, it says, V'krisem lochem orim Miklat. And Ikrisem is interesting language. What exactly means? He says Ikrisem means Lashon Mikre. It means, you know, something which is coincidental and temporary. So it means besides the permanent Orim Miklat, sometimes you have temporary Orim Miklat. And curious, Orim was a stopgap measure of that sort.
It's also where the Aron
stopped. Okay, right. You can learn all sorts of drushes from the faculty of Miklat.
It's also where that movie studio is now.
This I did not know, and I don't know if I wanted to know.
It's
in the Veilan.
It's as you come right off the highway.
Yeah.
There's a wagon wheel.
No wonder your kids moved out of the Telstone. Ah, tell me. In any event, so this is this is not in the Bavli. Okay. That's on tape. It's not this is not in the Bavli. Now, the same thing, it should be here, instead of actually frishu, say afo pishi frishu, even though they said it's like kedesh begolil, lois or koletis, it still didn't work, because not all six cities had been separated. He frish gamla tachtea, so they said gamla instead of it, obviously it's not the gamla which we have, the gamla we have today is in the Golan. So some other gamla, achikipshu was kedesh until they separated kedesh. Finally, the last city they conquered, obviously, was Shechem, then Kadesh, then what was the last one? From the most southerly one, Chevron. Chevron must have been the last one. Okay, Vishlashta. It says Vishlashta was means Shumashulashos. They should be it literally means in three, but here it means equal parts. Kadesh etemi Chevron should be for Chevron should be the pretty much changes the land of Rome from Chevron to the south, or if it says Yehuda means to the southern boundary of Yehuda, can be Chevron to Shechem, the same distance from Chevron to Shechem, and from Chevron to Shechem can be Shechem to Kadesh, and I assume it should also be, although it's not here, from Kadesh to the northern boundary. Okay, so actually divide Eretz Yisrael into four areas, right? One from the south to the first year Miklat, then from the first year Miklat to the second year Miklat, the second to the third, and from the third to the northern boundary.
Also, the ironic thing is that two of those cities, Shechem and Hebron, are not contested. They were bought outright. They were
right.
Gifted to.
Okay. Not sure if you can make something of that, but it is interesting coincidence.
You want to say that, the other night,
speech. Oh, well, I don't know. There's nothing to do with this.
July was the third, Harbaz.
Yeah. All right. Nafla Achas, ma'am. If one of them fell, Boni Mosa, they build it. Now here's something missing. Moshe puts it in. Boni Mosa b'mekoma, it should say, in its own place. And continuing on with what the Pnei Moshe adds in, it should say, Minayin af mokom achar, how do you know that even in another place? In other words, if it's somewhere else, even somewhere else, to not necessarily the same place, Tamaloma shesh orim. Because it says six cities, no matter where they are. Boso shevet, that is still in that shevet. Uminayin, now this is really back in the Mara. Minayin apishar goes for, I know they can build somewhere else. Talmud should say, instead of the word shesh, it should say tiyena. Tiyena means that wherever they are, that's fine. However, what you do need is sheyum chuvanos v'koltos karishonos. They should be precisely in the same latitude as the first ones. It's interesting, longitude doesn't matter. But latitude matters. In other words, they all have to be said latitudinally a third, quarter way, opposite the ones.
Okay.
Yeah, divide Eretz Yisrael in four latitudinally. Right. Says Amara, Harim Alo, these cities, ain't body must on the Korkim Don, you don't make them big metropolises, because then people can sneak in, you know, the Gaul Adom. Vlo Yoros Ketanos, because then it's easy, also easy to get in. There aren't many people protecting it. El Benonis. Average size city. Anybody Mosa El Al Shuk, you only build where there's a marketplace so there can be commerce so people can survive. You mention Shuk, if there's no commerce, so we'll see Shuk, you make a shuk there. Ein boinim osam ela amayim. You also build it with water, so people don't have to go out to get water, because obviously that makes them susceptible to go all done. In main shemayim, if there's no water, then revin l'shomayim, we bring water there. Nismatu diureim, if there aren't enough people who live there, in order to keep the city going, if there aren't surrounding little towns, now the town, little towns surrounding it obviously impede upon the Goel Adam from getting there, right? So there aren't the Pnei Moshe says the Goel Adam shouldn't lay siege to the city en masse. You'll have hundreds of Goel Adam coming at once. So if we need all these little stopgap cities on the way, bring to all sorts of Jews there to settle the area. You do not make inside them our presses, because that's too great commerce and too many people who come in. No wine press. It's okay because it sustains the people who are in the city. We don't make ropes over there. That seems the reason we don't make ropes of fire cork from the Bible is because the ropes can be used to scale the walls by the Goel Adam. But I'm not sure. Fancy Klitschugis, it says you don't make glassware there. Because if you make glassware in the city, again, it's a lot of commerce and people are going to come in and out all the time. Rabbi Yochanan Shach Ravadi Taman. Rabbi Yochanan said to the rabbis over there in Babel, Tartin Milin Atun Amrim B'Shem Rav. Two things saying the Rav Leis Inun Kain, they are not correct. Atu Armin B'Shem Rav, you say the name of Rav, the first thing is not relevant to our Gemara, but it's obviously for general knowledge. Yefastor Li Tiluba, a woman who's Yefastor, who's taken captive in war, you know the deal, right? Yefastor? Okay, so Loi Tiluba Elabila Rishonu Bilvad. You only allow her before she converts, you only allow him to have one time relations with her. That's Rav Shita Baniyom, it says Yevagon, Velobi Lishonu, Velobi Lachonu Nobius. You can't have any relations her until she goes through the whole rigmarole mentioned there. Because it says, Achar Kain, it says, afterwards, Tavola, Baal Toi, she have relations with her, and only after all, she after all the deeds. Furthermore, that wasn't so relevant to our discussion, but this is, Vatu Normim B'Shem Rav, Yisrei Rav, Sobra Yoyev, Shekhanos Mizbeach, Koltos Yoav, when Shlomo was going to kill him, he ran to the horns of the Mizbeach, right? That's what Rav Hal said. Ve'eno kolet elagago. So Rav said, Yoav ran to the horns. He made a mistake. You have to dafka be on the roof. And he was only on the horns. He was holding on to the horns of the mizbeach. Also, Shoshila kolet, he thought that the mizbeach of Shiloh, which means the mizbeach wasn't Shiloh in Yerushalayim, but it was still the stopgap mizbeach of the Mishkan, right? They hadn't built the base I make this yet in times of Shlomo's first reign, right? The beginning of Shlomo's reign. And it should be here to say, it's not true, the only Mizbeach which works is the Mizbeach in the base I make this. Now, the truth is, the Yerushalmi Bavli adds another section which is not in the Yerushalmi, which is the Bavli says it only works for a Kohen who at the time of his Avodah. And Yoav was not doing the Avodah when he was there. He wasn't a Kohen. V'anim, in regards to Rabbi Yochanan, says, lo mizbeach koilet, v'lo gagago koilet. The mizbeach doesn't work, nor does the roof work. V'lo shel shil koilet, nor does the shil work, v'lo shel beis lomi koilet, nor does when the beis hamikdash work, save or murder. Ein l'cho koilet, el shesh or mikla bilvat, the only thing which is koilet, and also only for rotech v'shogeg, are the six or mikla. So says Martake, he was very smart. Rosh Hashishi, he was head of the third Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. He didn't know this. It's a Pashta thing. These are Pashta Allahs. He didn't know that. So I ran to Tanchum and said the Sanhedrin Barach. He ran to the Sanhedrin. Now, this the Pashta Pshat on this is that he ran to the Lishkas Hagozis or whatever was there instead of Lishkas Hagozis before the Beis Hamikdash was built where the Sanhedrin sat. But the Rambam, in fact, paskins, this is based on the Yerushalmi, slightly differently. He says that he ran to the Mizbech. It was on the Mizbech, like the Pesukim say. And that Loch is the Rambam paskins. So again, based on this Yerushalmi, which we'll see in a moment, that if a person, even an intentional murderer, runs to the Mizbech, so what he gains is that it doesn't save him at all. But it's saved, what it gains is that instead of the king being able to kill him, Medina Malchus, you know, in Dina Malchusa, or based in the Ibn Kalim, Baruah Shah, he merits a full-blown din Torah. So he can only be killed based on proper halachic procedure. Somehow the Mizbeach gives him that advantage. Okay? That's how the Malbim explains our Gemara based on the Rambam. Okay, that's really basically what the Rambam says. So that Kodotani, why did he do this? Because he wanted the following advantage. It says, in Rabbi's Aruge Basin, those people are killed by Basin itself. You know, they're regular, they go through the full procedure, Nichsem Lekiyoshim, their property goes to their heirs. Okay? Aruge Malchus, those people are killed by the king, Nichsem Lemalchus, their property goes to the kingdom, to the king, actually. So therefore, Yov wanted to avoid his property going to the king. That's why he ran to the Mizbeach in order to gain the advantage of Din Sanhedrin.
But he was killed anyway.
Yeah, but he was killed by Sanhedrin. So that his money went to his heirs, not to the king's coffers. Okay? Amar Yov, Yov said, Mutav Shari be a basin, where better I should be killed a basin, V'yirshuni Banai, my children will inherit me, V'yir Guni HaMelech, not the king, V'yirshuni and the king will inherit me. God, Shlomo, Shlomo came when Shlomo said, they heard this, Amar said, what I need, his money. Mian Amelia said, Vasirosi demechinom, I'm going to take away the blood which he spilled for naught, right? Amamonochinom, however, I'm not going to take away his money for naught, let him keep his money. In any event, it says, Vaishlach biyad b'nayo, vayifka bo vayim yiseu, says he sent in the hands of b'nayo, who is the head of Sanhedrin. So the Malbim says, he was killed by b'nayo because that was the psak of Sanhedrin. So Vaiv Gabo Sanhedrin to Benayo smote him, Vaim Seu, and killed him. Vaiv grew up in Beisel Midbar, and they buried him in his house in the desert. So as Mar Vachiba Midbar, Midbar Haya Beisel was his house in the desert. Who lives in the desert? What kind of idiot was he? Elah Medcho comes to tell Shekevan, Shemes Yoav, Sar Tzvo Yisrael, once Yoav, the general of Israel, died, despite his brutal lifestyle, Nasi Yisrael Kamidbar, and made Am Yisrael desolate like a desert. How so to so? Itamar, either you can explain. Lintam was like Iboy Seimo. Either you can say Shira Boises used to loot the foreign nations against whom he waged war. Uvon and Lamb Dumasos used to build Dumasos, I think, like monuments, Humer Chatzos and bathhouses. So he used to do public works with the money they used to loot. Shevach, and that would be praiseworthy for Yor. Vintam, however, there's another tradition, Shira Boises, he would loot Umachil Chachomim Talmidim and give Chachomim and Talmidim to eat from that loot, and shevach shvachim, that would be praise of praise if he gave the money to Talmid Chachamim. Okay, minayin shesod Sanhedrin gadol eitzam mizbeach, and Sanhedrin gadol was always by the mizbeach, so even before Lishkas HaBegadim was built. It says lo salu b'malos al mizbechi, do not go up on steps on my altar. That's it says at the end of Parshas Yisro. And Mark Sif Tamon was the same immediately thereafter in Parshas Mishpatim, ve'el mishpatim asher tosim lifneim. So we see that the altar is linked to the judgment. Tanya Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov, Amar Elizabeth ben Yaakov says, Miklat Miklat Ksiva Parshas Drachim, says their signpost at the crossroads going to the Yer Miklat, Mar Kedeshia Rotech Rosh Hakosim Rotech, could see what it says, Vayel can go follow the signpost. That's in the Bavli. The following statement is not in the Bavli. Amar Rabbi Avunim said, Kamin Yad Hoy said, Mar Lehem Asadar. It was like a hand showing them the way. Okay? Street signs. Okay? Shem is good and straight. Lomo toiv shu yashar. Why is he good? Because he is straight. Now, straight here means he goes lifnei mishur hadin. Yashar is somebody who doesn't follow the strict letter of the law, but rather Sisa Yoshev Atov. He does something beyond the measure. So why is Hashem good? Because everything he does, meaning everything he does is for Chesed. Vlomo Yosha, why is everything he does to do for Chesed? Shutayt, because that's good. So good and Chesed are related. Al Kain Yorah Chatoim Badera Dorech. That's why he shows Chatoim the way to go. Shemore Derech Tshuva. He shows people how to do Tshuva. We did a blot so far.
That's exciting. You started on time.
Okay. No, I didn't. I started 4 or 5 minutes late. Shemara Derech Tshuva. Okay. Shaul Chochma. Now, this is a famous Yerushalmi, actually. It's brought down to many, many different places. Shaul Chochma. They asked the Chochma. Chayte mahu onsho. What is the punishment of a sinner? Amr Lam, so the Chachma said to those who asked, Chato, it's obviously a metaphor, a parable. Chatoim tedavra, the Chatoim will be pursued by the evil they did. Sholun avua chayte mahu onsho. They asked prophecy, what is its punishment? Punishment of sinner. Amr Lam, so they said, Anevesh chotasi tos. Those who sin, they shall die. Now, there are two other girsos here, which are not brought down here, but are brought down various different Rishonim and Midrashim. Shol Torah, they asked Torah, Chayte Ma'oncho, a sinner, what is his punishment? Amra, the Torah said, Yavi Karban Miskaperlo, let him bring Karban, be atoned for, Shneimar, Venir Tzolo, be atoned for him. So, of course, if you can't bring Karban, then you're stuck. And another girsos, Shol David, they asked David Amelech, Chayte Ma'oncho. So what's going to be with the sinner? Armalem, so he said, Itamu chatoim in oretz. So obviously before his own problems. He let the chatoim be eradicated from the land. So basically, Chochma, Torah, Nevuah, David, HaMelech, and nobody knew what to do. You know, a peep shot. Well, a sinner should be punished, and there's nothing to do about it. Until Shaul Kuchabrichu, they asked Kuchabrichu, Chayte Ma'oncho, Armalem Yasu, Tshuva, Yiskapu, Tshuva is a special chiddush. Special Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the unique capacity to change deeds which were done by emotional, impact. Even though the deeds were done in the Olam HaMaisen, the emotions take place in your soul, nevertheless Tshuva has a tremendous Kiddush of doing Tshuva, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv and Yashrus is most manifest in this remarkable tool of Tshuva. Okay? We don't have time to get into it in any greater detail, but you get the idea. See if it says, "Kitzipor lanut," like a bird to travel. "Kidror la'uf," another type of bird which flies. "Kain," so too it says here in parentheses, "ish nodim mikovo," but everybody changes the girsa. "Kilas chinam lo savo," so too a curse given for naught does not take a place. So it says Mara, wait a minute, the Tamar Chayin. If that's the case, how about the women, the murderers who are davening for the Kohanim Gedolim to die so they can go back home? That's a kilas chinam. How can it take place? So Gemara says a fascinating answer. Amazing answer. Really is a fascinating one. Tipater explained, she'es ve'oina. It was the right time for the tefillah to be accepted. Meaning the windows of opportunity when tefillahs can be accepted. Now it's interesting, there are two different versions of pshat in this, in, among the Mefarshim. One is that there's Eitz Ratzon, when a tefillah can be accepted, no matter what it is. And it's like, well, there's more and more brachas, Ganav Apum Machdarto Rachmana Karya. When a thief goes to burgle, he davens. And sometimes, if it's like a window in time and space, his tefillah is heard. So that's an Eitz Ratzon, which is a good Eitz Ratzon, which is that any tefillah made at that time is acceptable. Then the Mashbiyah, whoever says a different pshat, he says, that like Bilam, it says by Bilam, that Bilam, what was his koyach, that he know to be mechaving the time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry. Because it says, Kelzo in b'chol yom, and he knew the time when a Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry. And he was mechaving that time to start, wanting to be mechaving that time to start his koyach. So according to that pshat of the Mashbiyah, Eis Ratzon here is, doesn't mean a time of goodwill, but a time of bad will. So these people, according to the, are tapping into that time of bad will, not the time of goodwill. So it's interesting. The Kikar Law, the Maram Di Lunzano here at the bottom, makes a very cryptic comment. He says, Shani Kikola mean Tfila. In other words, we have to understand what's going on here. In other words, that Klola, the way he explained it, Klola doesn't take place, Alchina. Unless you're like Bilam, and then you can be mechaving the moment when Hashem gets angry and connect to that. Then a klola comes even achinam, but normally not. But a tefillah can come achinam. A tefillah, however, is not connected, not like the Mashbiach. It's not connected to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, but it's connected to those windows of opportunity, the ace and ona. So, you know, it's a logical thing. We see that it's true. There's certain times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillahs, certain times HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer tefillahs. We have Tisha B'Av Sosam philosophy, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to our tefillah. And there are other times when Hashem listens. So at the right time, you can peg yourself in. Okay? Tipat Asher Eis V'Ona. Kaidamar Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, like Yisrael Chalaf said, Itim hein letfilah, there are times for dami, times it work and times it don't work. So David tried to cover all bases. He said before Hashem, can you arrange please that your schedule to fit with mine, that when I daven, that should be the Eis Ratzon. It's like Tzadik Goyzer V'Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, right? See, it says, Banis V'Losi L'Cho Hashem Eis Ratzon. You know, it could be that strategy. I just thought about that right now. Mara says, Bavli, I think it was those Yerushalmi, Mishiyesh Lo Choyle B'Soch Beisel Yelechei Tzachochem L'Ispalo. So why should go to the Chacham to daven? So the some will say the Chacham will teach him how to daven. That's what Rashi says. The Chassidish Pshat is that the Chacham will daven for him. But you could say it differently. You could say when the Chacham davens like David, it makes an Eis Ratzon in Shemayim. So if you go to the Chacham at that time to daven, you can tap into the Eis Ratzon he creates and daven for your Choyle at the same time. Okay, not a bad pshat. All right. Right, that's an Eis Ratzon. Right, that's why you dive into things. Right, because the chazan creates the Eis Ratzon with the chuppah at that time.
And bris.
Very, very good. Another very interesting new Yerushalmi, not from, and something I never saw before. Every time it says by daber Hashem, a new pshat. Anytime it says by daber Hashem in Chumash and Tanakh. Chidush Mikra Sham. The Pasuk has a Chidush. It's a Chidush there. There's something new. So it's interesting, as opposed to he says, where it says by Yomer, if you look at B'nai Moshe in the fourth narrow line, it says, V'lo Matsinu B'chol Sefer Yeshua V'chol Selchon Levim Kim Loshen by Yomer. And all over Tanakh, it says always by Yomer, not by Daber. Only in Chumash doesn't say by Daber, except one place in Yerushalayim we're going to see in a moment. Why is that? Because by Daber is a language which is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu a Chiddush. When it's not saying a Chiddush, it says by Yomer. Okay, Amira is a talk. Dibur is to give a Dovar, is give something new. Right? So that's an interesting pshat in the word vayidaber. Well, that's the standard understanding of vayidaber. That's not the Yerushalmi says here. So some people want, see now the Yerushalmi becomes a little bit cryptic. That's a well-known drasha. Dibur is loshen koshus, right? So vaksi vayidaber elokim v'chule. What about that which it says vayidaber elokim, etc. Now there's three ways of doing this which I'll tell you. One is the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, what about all the places that's Vaidabra in the Chumash and it's not a Chiddush? There is no Chiddush there because the place is like that. So he says, and that Garsa. What does Garsa mean? Learn over the Medrash. Garos means learn over. And that means the way the Bnei Moshe learns, and that learn over the Medrash about Lashon Koshos. In other words, sometimes Tibur means a Chiddush Mikra. Well, if it doesn't mean that, then you should know it means the Lashon Koshos. That's how the Bnei Moshe learns it. The Mashbiach learns it differently. First one that is the Mashbiach. Actually, the Shartis also the Pshat, which I don't like so much. But so the Mashbiach, but different Pshat. But the Mashbiach is a cube shot. He says he does, according to him, that Medrash is not alluded to here. Rather, he changed the Girsa. It says here, V'ayichas V'aksiv. It should say, it's not a kasha, but rather, it's going on, it should say, dichsiv, that it says, vayedaber Hashem, etc. And it's going to the pasuk in Yoshua, where it says that Yoshua separated all the Ore Miklot, right? Which is the, and that is, why does it say vayedaber there? Because, like the Pnei Moshe himself brings down here, that there was a Chiddush Mikra. In other words, that there Yoshua was doing a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush Yoshua was doing? He was setting aside three Ore Miklot to complete that which is said in the Torah. So according to him, it's not a Kasha, but rather Raya. According to him, what does Garsa mean? It doesn't mean go learn the Medrash about Dibur Koshos. Rather, it means learn the rest of the Pasuk there in Yoshua. Because the last words in the Pasuk are, Vayeshev Imam. He sat with him there. And wherever the Sefer Yerushalmi got lazy, he said, Garsa, go look at the rest of the Pasuk, like Ayin Sham, And then Mao Vayeshev Sham, what is that which it says at the end of that pasuk? It talks about Yeshua separating the Ari Mikla. What does it mean there, Vayeshev Imam? Okay? Moshe agrees that this question, Mao Vayeshev Imam, is a question at the end of pasuk Yeshua. He just learns that Gorsa, it doesn't mean go learn the rest of pasuk, it means go learn the Medrash. Be that as it may, what we take away from this Yerushalmi is a new concept in Vayedaber. The Dabbah doesn't just mean deep or cautious like the stand the Medrash, but it means a Chiddush Mikra.
Now, is it Yerushalmi distinguished in Vayedaber and Moshe Leimor?
No. Not here. Okay. Maybe somewhere else. No. Leimor just means he was told to tell over the Chiddush Mikra, but it could be a Chiddush Mikra even without the Leimor. Okay, like here, but the Dabbah Shem Yerushalmi is no Leimor. Anyway, what does Vayeshev Imam mean? Now this is referring to Ari Mikla. Rabbanu Kesar Mishem Rabbi Shiloh said, "Shein Tamuchacham." If the guy went to go to the Tamuchacham, Oisim Lo Beis Fadi, make him there a yeshiva. This is also in the Bavli. If he goes into Golos, make him a yeshiva.
He did that with
Adari. Adari, yeah. Shalosharim.
The yeshiva outside.
He disbanded there recently. Shalosharim Refish Moshe Rebei Yarden. 3 days Moshe Rabbeinu set up an Eva Yadim Shabbalah. It's what's again there until if he should old Shosh, they set aside another 3. Lossi Lava eventually, Marfishim old Shosh will be another 3. Shnevai says, Sholo Shosh says 3 times the word 3 in the parasha. Harei Tesh, that's 9. Abba Shol says, the carbonator has different gears than the Gemara, and his gears is a little bit better. It should be Sholosh al Sholosh. It says Sholosh, and it says Au Sholosh, meaning it says the extra word Au. So the Sholosh and Sholosh Hare Shesh. V'od Sholosh, it says another 3, like we learned until now, that's 9. Hare Tisha. Au Sholosh, the extra word Au, it comes to add on another 3, Hare Shnemasor, it's 12 altogether. So eventually there'll be 12. Rabbi the Royal Mayor, going back to the Gemara Minor Mayor, but going back now, I'll tell you what the Pneumo, the Kukormator has. Shalosh al Shalosh, Hare Shesh, that's 6. V'od Shalosh, there's another 3 times, another time it says 3, Hare Tisha, that's 9. Al HaShalosh, we know that's Hare Yud Beis, because the Al has another 3. And Ho'ela, it says also words Ho'ela, and that adds on another 3. Hare Tezvav. Altogether 15. So they one darshan, eventually there'll be 12, and another darshan, there'll be eventually 15, depending on how far Eretz Yisrael expands and where it expands to. Okay?
The simple
shot
is only 6, right?
What? Yeah, the simple shot is only 6. They're talking about Lossi Lovo, how many they're eventually going to be. So anyway, I think I want to ask a question. Now, there's so many different ways of interpreting the next line. The simple pshat is like the Pnei Moshe and Shai Terzro that Ksiv Sheish Horei Miklot Tieno Lochem says 6 and says Tieno. Tieno always means Kabal Yosan Yu. Only 6, right? Right? That's what Tieno means. It's only 6. Sheishton Kotos Kechos. And they all work simultaneously. We know none of them work independently. They all work as one. Tamarachin, you're going to say that they're going to be eventually 9, 12, 15, says 6, and it says Tiana, and they work together. How can you possibly say there'd be more? That's where Shart Yisro learns, and the Pnei Moshe learns more or less the same way.
Excuse me. Yavo means Yosem Mashiach?
When they conquer, yeah.
So why would there be a need for.
Well, I know Moshe Mashiach, Dafka, but when Eretz Yisrael expands, you know, maybe with time of David, Shlomo, but even Moshe Mashiach, it could be like Shmuel, they ain't many Moshe Mashiach, Loyalam Azeh, El Shibud Machus Bavad. There's no difference, the world is natural. Anyway, perhaps there's some Kedushin or Mikla to separate them, I don't know. And the Gid Ephraim changes the gears and switches around to make it a Kash and a Teretz. He learns, Lashibiyah, that Ksiv Sheish Orei Mikla Tien Ochem, the Tamar Achein. What are you going to do with the fact that it says 6 Orim Miklat you're going to have, which is Mashma, only 6? So that's the question. And then comes the word Shushishtan Kotos Gachas. That's the Teretz. The Teretz says that the 6 work simultaneously. That's what the Tiana teaches us. Not that there's a limit only 6, but that those 6 work in tandem, that they only work when they all work together. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tavisaya, our Mishnah goes like Kai de Mar Rabbi Shmuel. Our mission says that eventually there's not going to be a Kohen Gadol who's anointed, but rather the Kohen Gadol is just going to be Meruba Begadim. He's just going to have more garments than his brothers ate instead of four. That's like the famous Gerasha of Rabbi Shmuel Shem Rabbi Acha. Chamisha Dvalim Choser Mikdash Rishon Mikdash Acher Mikdash Rishon. The same base of Mikdash is lacking five things which are in the first base of Mikdash. The Chesiv, it says, Alu Ahar, Veveisem Eitz Begomer, it says, in preparation for the rebuilding of Yishlaim, go out and bring trees, etc. Actually, we learn it from there, Alachs of Sukkah. But then it says, Advi Kavda, I'm going to derive honor from the second base of Mikdash. So even though it says, it's, the Kri is Vi Kavda with the Hey, the Chesiv is Vi Kaved without the Hey Chesiv. Why is the Chaser Hey? Elu Chamishas Volim Shachi, the Chaser Mikdash Achron, Mikdash Yishon, the five things that the second base of Mikdash is lacking, which the first base of Mikdash had. These are the Eish, the fire which came down from Shemayim, didn't function properly the second base of Mikdash. Says in some places that he had it, but it didn't consume anything, which is ceremonial. Aron, they didn't have an Aron in the second base of Mikdash. Or the Tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol didn't light up, because they didn't have the special shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the folds of the Choshen. Shem and Amishle didn't have the oil to anoint the Kohanim Gedolim and the clay shores. Real question, didn't have the same the spirit of Nevuah. Okay, so that's why I said, basically, there's different parameters. Amr Abai. Abai said, Tamachom, Toil of Fire.
Excuse me? Rosh
Koshin? No, just not the same level, because Nevuah went away. They had a level, Rosh Koshin, but not the same way they had in the first space. They didn't have Nevuah. Okay, because the last Nevi'im were the members of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The rest of the balance of second base of Mikdash, no Nevuah.
The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they functioned during the second base of Mikdash.
Only at the very beginning, though. It means in the course of the second base of Mikdash, they didn't have Nevuah. Okay.
How did Abaya
give it? What?
How did Abaya
give it? He's had it for, it's probably a typo. It's usually a typo when it says Abaya. Yeah, there's a lot of Dafka. Our rabbi, Tamachokam has to notify him, to be, make people know who he is. Now, they're parallel Gemara in the Bavli. And it's told Chokam Tzarech. One second, one second. No, this is. No, you're going to be surprised. Now, it's standard shot in the Bavli where the parallel Gemara supply appears that he's got to wear frock, you know, let people know he's a Talmud Chacham, right? But here it means something else. It means Hech Barnash the Chacham Chara Michla. Person knows one Masechta of Azul Lasar, and he goes to a city, feed him a kind lake, and they give him honor. Karu Chacham Chay Michla, because they think he knows two Masechtas, right? Tzarech Lo Marlon, he's got to know Chara Michla and a Chachim. He has to tell him, I only know one Masechta. He can't let pass himself off as knowing more than he does. Yeah, when they say this is more in line with what we're used to, when they come to the Rotzech the Amichla and say we want to give you covet, right? So he's got to say no, I'm a Rotzech, right? So he says, Huna says B'safa Rafa, says it quietly, Vayomim Pshuto Lekava, with his right hand outstretched to receive the covet. So it's Tziyotzi sign, he has to say I'm a Rotzech, but he can do it softly and carry a big hand, being willing to receive the covet. Okay, my time the Rabbi, it should be the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Gilead Ephraim changes the other yourselves, but who says what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, who says all Reitzchim go to the Yer Miklat, both Mezid and Shoyeg and Mezid, they quickly go to the Yer Miklat before their judgments, who says Ki Yecha Mavavo, because the Goel Adam, he's in the heat of the moment, and therefore in order to prevent things happening without justice, without based fury and vigilante justice, so everyone should go to the Miklat as quickly as possible, and then Basin takes over the procedure. Amri Avraham says the Chayzer Misoso Shel Shlishi. That's kind of a cryptic Gemara. I think it's a beautiful shot in the Shai Ter Israel, even though he has to change the gear. So Chayzer Misoso Shel Sheni, he changes it. It's a nice shot. He says like this. Well, I don't know if it's actually pshat anymore, but it's nice. He says it means like this. When it says in the Kohen Gadol, if there's no Kohen Gadol, if you kill the Kohen Gadol, then you can never go out, right? That's in the Mishnah, because you only die when you only go out when the Kohen Gadol dies, but you kill the Kohen Gadol. But what it means is if they appoint a Kohen Gadol, if you kill the Kohen Gadol, but before they finish your judgment, a new Kohen Gadol was appointed. So when they meted out sentence on you, that you inadvertently killed the Kohen Gadol, you have to go to Golus, At that time, there already was a Kohen Gadol, the new one. Then you can go back home when that second Kohen Gadol dies. So even though you kill the Kohen Gadol, there's an Eitzah for you. The Eitzah is when this goes, when, since it was a Kohen Gadol at the time that your sentence was meted out, so it was pronounced, so then you go home and that second Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, well, if you don't change the Pshat, like you said, then the Pshat is that if several Kohen Gadolim died in the course of your trial, so whichever one, if as long as there's a third one around, or fourth one, or fifth one, at the time your sentence is pronounced, that's the one when he dies that you go back home. This is especially important in the times of second base Hamikdash, right? Because the Kohen Gadolim were dropping like flies all over the place. Okay? Rav said, Tzorech l'daber, if they needed the Rotzeach for something, they'd send messengers and they'd bring him out of Azir and Biklot. But it's against our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Masisul Amar Makev. Our Mishnah doesn't say this. Afilu Yisrael Tzirchim Lohi, even if our Mishnah needs him, Afilu Sar Tzavak Yoav Mitzurah, even as general like Yoav, Ein Yoitzi Mishom Lohom, he never goes out. Shemar says, Shoma Tei Diroso, Shoma, he should be there, Shom Tei Diroso, there he is, dwells, there he's buried, etc. Umaos Yuschai Levi, Divra Abiyuda. Now, this story about the, besides the six primary Ori Miklot, the 42 Levite cities also would absorb Reitzchim. However, when they lived in those cities, they had to pay rent. Divra Abiyuda. Remer Lo Yumaoslem Schai, they would not pay rent, because these cities were also public cities like the Ori Miklot. Okay? Because after he comes out of the now in the sixth Ori Miklot, for sure that the murderers didn't have to pay rent. It was only those 42 other cities. Because he goes back to, after he leaves the Ori Miklot, he goes back to his original office, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir loya chayze sura shabaya ba, no, he's fought the murderer, so he doesn't go back to the same stature. Tani, we learned, should be Rabbi Yossi, Gilin Ephraim, Mashmashar Tesoro, the change of gears. Rabbi Yossi, Amer, Lemachlokes Nidu. The cities of the Levites, the 42 cities, were given to them for distribution, meaning they were theirs. Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Meir, Omer, Lebes Dir Nidu, they're not theirs, they were just given the right to dwell there. The Sire of the Rabbi Yossi, that which Rabbi Yossi said, they were given to them as dwelling places, as their own portions, allocations, is like Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah, who says that therefore the Reitzchim live in those cities had to pay rent to the Levim, because Levim owned those cities. Rabbi Meir, who says that they were only given to them as domiciles, but not as actual portions, is Kedaita, it's like our opinion in our Mishnah, that therefore the Reitzchim who lived in that city did not have to pay rent, because they had just as much right to be there as the Levim had, because it wasn't actually their portion. The Tzinina, as we learned in our Mishnah, top of Chesem Rav, Miles Yuschai Levin, Divrei Rebbe, it should be Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said they used to pay to the Levim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Yu Miles Yuschai Levin, they wouldn't pay the Levim. Rav Abishem Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Zir Abishem Maruku said, Ein Mekajim Lechevel Shechamishim Mama. When you measure by Erevin, 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos, you measure with a rope which is 50 amas long. Okay? Now, that's how you measure. And the Mekarjin has to do with how you measure a slope of a hill. If it's a very steep slope, you use 4 amas ropes. But we're talking about, generally speaking, you use 50 amas rope, 50 amas long ropes. Okay?
Is this really rubber?
No, actually, it's on the bottom here. The Ephraim says rubby ball. He changes the gear up. Okay, very good, very sharp. Rabbi Zev Shechizema, Eva Kadrin, we don't make this, we don't absorb the amount as Loba Elevim, Loba Mokamegla Rufa. In other words, by Tchum Shabbos, it's not as the crow flies. I mean, it is as the crow flies, which is a leniency, because actually it's going to come out to be more than 2,000 amas, because it's the hypotenuse of the triangle, right? It's because you don't take the nooks and crannies and slopes into account. But that's because it's only the Rabbanon Tchum Shabbos. The 2,000 amas of Ori Miklot is precise on the ground because it's the Raiso, so therefore more Machmir. So we don't include the slopes, we measure the slopes. Okay? And same thing by Egla Rufa. The Sai Commander Mara, this is going according to opinion that says, Elef Amma Migrosh, that the 1,000 amas, you know, it says one place in the city, you give, the Kumash give them 1,000 amas around the city, it says another place you give them 2,000 amas around the city. It's a contradiction. So there are two ways of resolution resolving it. One is to say the 1,000 amos are empty, and another 1,000 amos are sotos ukramim. Another version say 1,000 amos is empty, and another 1,000 amos is for Tchum Shabbos. Okay? So if you learn the second way, Tchum Shabbos is explicit in the Torah, or at least alluded to pretty explicitly in the Torah. It's learned out from the Orei Aleviim. So when I learned everything, I don't think I learned like Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa. But when I was praying tonight, I like Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa, so I looked up back in the Erevin, so I'm going to learn like his Girsa, which changed Girsa to the Gar Gemara. Messiah commanded my Elif Amar Migrosh Valpaim Sardis Ukrami, changing the transposing the next line with this line. If you hold that by Orei Miklat, no Tchum Shabbos is not alluded to, so one can draw such a distinction and say by the Tchum of the Orei Miklat, we don't include the slopes. We measure the slopes. We don't, include them in a crow flies measurement, whereas by Tchum Shabbos we do. But Baram commanded our Elif Migrosh Valpaim Tchum Shabbos, but according to the opinion that holds that by the oil of Vim, Tchum Shabbos is alluded to, you can't draw a distinction. Because whatever's going to be true by one must be true by the other as well. If Tchum Shabbos is mentioned by oil of Vim, so then you can't draw a distinction measurement between Tchum Shabbos and oil of Vim. Chulam du Tchum Shabbos, Lom Tchum oil of Vim. If you're going to learn one from the other, you learn out from all of some of those other than Oil Levim, Likar and Makadji, if that's the case, if you wouldn't do an absorption of the slopes for the Oil Levim, Latvela, the Tchum Shabbos, which drive that Makadji, you would do an absorption of slopes, it makes no sense. I don't mind someone who can draw a distinction, but that's not for now. You do not bury in the cities of Levim. You bury obviously because it diminishes the space. Even around the cities, the fields, the yard should be for their animals, their chushim and their possessions, and all their livelihood. L'chaim need to for livelihood and live people need to v'lo l'kvur need to, but not for burial. Burial has to be somewhere else. Okay. Now the third paragraph of Makos, as I discovered this evening, has no Yerushalmi. I think the Yerushalmi is lost on the third paragraph of Makos. Everything is all Mishnayos. So let's see if in 10 minutes less, actually this clock is a bit fast, we can do this whole paragraph. So I want you guys to follow in song. I want you guys to follow in. It is. I think it's lost. I think it's one of these things that it's well known that it's lost. This ferric is bad enough. Anyway, so I'm going to read it here I'm going to be really lazy. I'm going to read it from the copy with the English copy. Follow along. I think there are a few changes in Girsa. Okay? So I'm just going to read Mishnah, read the translation, read the Mishnah, read the translation. Ve'elein aloike. Habol achoso, v'alachos aviv, v'alachos imo, v'alachos ishto, v'aleshes achiv, v'aleshes achi aviv, v'alanido. Amor l'koin godo, grusha chalutza koin hediot. Mamzeres in the scene of Israel. These are the ones who are flocked. He has relations with his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister, his brother's wife, his father's brother's wife, or with a menstruant, a widow to a high priest, a divorcee, or one who performed chalitza to an ordinary priest, a bastard or natina to a Jew, or a Jewess to a nasin or a bastard. If a widow and a divorcee, they are liable for her on two counts. If a divorcee and one to perform chalitza, he's liable one count only. That's because, of course, chalitza is only an issa d'rabbanan, not an issa d'oraisa. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Hatamei Shalos HaKodesh. These are continuing people who are liable to Malkus. Hatamei Shalos HaKodesh Va'bolem Mitosh Tamei. V'ochel Chelev. V'dam. V'nosar. Pigul Tamei. Hashochid Va'amala B'chutz. V'ochel Chomitz B'Pesach. V'ochel Vosem Malach V'yom HaKippurim. V'amfati Meso Shemen. V'amfati Meso Ktores. V'asach B'Shemen HaMishcho. V'ochel Nevelos Tchefel Shkotzi Muramasim. V'ochel Tevel U'maisa Rishon Shalonidot Shumoso. U'maisa Sheni V'hekte Shalonivtu. Kama yochamin atel v'yechayev, Shememer Koshu, Chachamim Kisayas. Amlevi Shimon answered, Moidinli Ba'ochel Nemola Koshu Shu Chayev, Amlevi Neshi Kabir Yasa. It says Nevela?
Yeah.
Interesting. So here it says Nemola, an ant, okay? Amlos, they say Neshi Kabir Yasa. I don't know, the veil doesn't really make any sense. Amar Lem, so he said, Avchita Achas Kabriyosa. This is a famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon Yerchaev and a Kolshu. An uncle, even Malchus, an uncle person who has eaten sanctified things, or one who entered the temple unclean, or weighed fat, or blood, or the remnant, that's no sir, or that which is abominable, or that which is unclean, or who slaughtered, or offered up out, or offered out, up outside, or wait 11 during Passover, or who ate or performed work on the Day of Atonement, or who compounds the oil, or who compounds the incense, or who anointed with the oil of anointing, or a carrion, or torn flesh, or vile things, or creeping things, or ate untithed produce, or the first tithes in which the heave offering had not been taken. Wow, cool word there, heave offering. Or a second tithe of that dedicated, which had not been redeemed. How much untithed produce must one eat to become culpable? Rabbi Shimon says the slightest amount. But the sages say in olives bulk. Rabbi Shimon said to them, do you not agree with me that he is liable if he eats an ant, however small? They said to him, because it is as it was created. He said to them, even a single grain of wheat as it was created.
By the way,
paying
more for dust,
have a
beer
some oak on the mold. He does say, okay, fine. Mishnah 3. Ha'ochah bikurim, sitting with things Yerchaev for Malchus for. Many things Yerchaev Koris among these things as well, just for Koris and Malchus. Ha'ochel bikurim atchlo karaleim, kachi kodashim chutzakloim, kachim kamen maizu shen chutzakloima, ha'shoivin ha'satim bepesach ator, ha'reiz aloke arboim. Avalam mosir b'tor, v'shoivin b'tomei in aloke arboim. One who ate first fruits before reciting over them or most holy things outside the hangings. The hangings? Hangings, the curtains of the base of Mikdash. Or lesser, the walls of the base of Mikdash. Or lesser holy things. Or its second tithe outside the wall. Or broke the bone of a clean Passover offering. It's to suffer 40 lashes. But if he left over from a clean one or broke the bone of an unclean one, he is not given 40 lashes. Mishnah 4. Hanoitel emel abonim. Rabbi don't mean loike v'enu mishalech. Vachor mi mishalech v'enu loike. Zeh haklau komitzis lo saseh sheish bo kumaseh en chayov aleh. There's a pitzul kun lavanita klaseh. If one took the dam and her young, Rabbi says he is flogged and does not send away. But the sages say he must send away and is not flogged. This is the rule. For any prohibition which embraces rise up and do, one is not liable. Mishnah 5. Hakorea karcha perosho, vamaki pasa rosh, vamashis pasa kono, vasori tsvita achas ala meis, chayav. Sora tsvita achas ala chamisha meisim, o chamesh tsvitos ala meis echot, chayav akol achas vachas. Ala rosh tain, achas mikan vachas mikan. Vazokot tain, mikan vishtain mikan, vachas milamata, five all together. Blazer ein nilu kula ka achas, enu chayav al achas. Vinu chayav achit lana batar. If one made a baldness on his head, or rounded the corner of his head, or destroyed the corner of his beard, or made one incision for the dead, he is liable. If he made one incision for five that were dead, or five incisions for one that was dead, he is liable for each one. For the head, two. One for this side and one for this side. For the beard, two for this side and two for this side and one for below. Lezer says if he removed it all once, he is liable for only one. He is not liable unless he removes it with a razor. Rabbi Lezer says even if he plucked it out with pincers or with an adzi, that's actually a chisel, he is liable. Mishnah Vav. HaKosev Kosev is Kaka. We're still talking about Malchus. Kosev lo Kiaka Kiaka v'lo Kosev eno chayav achichtovi kakeh bidyo ubichol. One who tattoos, if he wrote but did not etch, or etch but did not write, he is not liable until he writes and etches with ink or eye paint or anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon, He is not liable, Shimon says it should be, he is not liable unless he writes the name there. As it is said, you shall not imprint any marks upon you, I am the Lord. Mishnah Zayin. K'nozer sheh shoyse b'yayin kol yoyim enu chay v'lachas. Amul al-tishta al-tishta v'shoyse kol k'shoyse chay v'chachas v'chachas. We add this, of course, in Masech the Nazir. If a Nazirite drank wine throughout the day, he is liable for only one. If they said to him, do not drink, do not drink, and he drank, he is liable for each one. Mishnah Ches.
It's still
Mishnah Zayin. Oh, it's still Mishnah Zayin? Okay. Hayom etami l'meisim kol ayin. Einu chay v'lachas. Amul al-titamei etzitamei v'yom etamei chay v'kolachas v'achas. Hayom egaleach kol yom, einu chay v'lachas. Amlo out galech vim galech chayv kolachas vachas. I love it bikilayim koleyom and o chayv elachas. Amlo out tibash al tibash vu poshet lovesh chayv kolachas vachas. If he defiled himself with the dead throughout the day, this is the nazir, he's liable for only once. Anybody going? If they said to him, do not defile yourself, do not defile yourself, and he did defile himself, he's liable for each one. If he shaved throughout the day, he's liable for only one. If they said to him, do not shave, and he did shave, he's liable for each one. If he wore a garment of mixed kind throughout the day, he's liable for only one. If they said to him, do not wear it, do not wear it, and he took it off and put it on, he's liable for each one. Of course, it's interesting why he has to put it back on. The Gemara says he doesn't really have to put it back on. All right, not this Gemara, the Bavli. Yesh choresh telem echad. This is Mishnah test by me. Yesh choresh telem echad v'chayv lo b'shmushmon olavin. Ha'choresh b'shor v'chamor v'mukdoshim b'kilayim b'kerem u'bashviz v'yontav v'kohen v'nozir v'beis ha'tuma. Chananya ben chachino emer afo loivish kilayim. Omlo eno ha'shem. Omlem aflo ha'nozir hu ha'shem. One may plow a single furrow and therefore become liable for eight prohibitions. If he plowed with an ox and an ass, which were dedicated, Kodesh, among diverse species in the vineyard, during the seventh year on a festival day, and he is a priest and a Nazirite in an unclean place. Hanani Mechachinoi says, he may also be wearing a garment of mixed kinds. They said to him, this is not the same title. He said to them, nor is being Nazirite the same title. Mishnah Yud. Bekama malkin also, arboim choser achas, oshenemar b'mispar arboim, minyan shu samuch l'arboim, v'hirmer arboim shleimos, hu loke, v'chonu loke sayesera ben kisefov. How many lashes do we inflict on him? 40 less 1, and this is written by number 40, a number which is close to 40. I think in the Bible it actually says no mispashu so kemis arboim. That's what they bring down here in the Mepharshim. A number which adds up to 40. Rabbi Yehuda says he suffers the full 40 lashes. And where does he suffer the added one? Between his shoulders. Mishnah Yiralf. Hey, no indi moso elo bemakosur yislishtalish. Umdu lakabal arboim, loka miktas, v'omdu v'omru. Sheno yoch lakabal arboim, potter. Amadul kabel shmonaisre, mishaloka amru shiyochlu kabel arboim, potur. Avraver shishboshne lavi, amdu omen echor, loke u potur. Vim lav, loke u misrape, the choser, the loke. We only estimate for him blows which are divisible by three. He gets one in the front and two in the back, I think. If they estimate he could receive 40 and receive some of the lashes, and they said he is unable to receive 40, he is exempted. If they estimated that he could receive 18, and having been flogged, they said he could receive 40, he is exempted. If he committed a transgression, including two prohibitions, and they made one estimate for him, he is flogged and he is exempted. But if not, he is flogged and recovers and is again flogged. Mishnah Yud Beis. Ketzad Malkinus, oh, here it is. How did the Kofe Shtei Yodov Al Ha'amud Helach Behelach Chazan HaKnesses Ochez Biv Godov Nikru nikru v'im nifrumu nifrumu achim gal slibo. Ve'evin asunu me'acharav chazan haknesses oimed olel ritzul shel ego b'yodo k'fula echol shtayim shtayim l'arba u'shtey ritzulos olos v'yordos bo. How do they flog and they bind his hands to a pillar on either side, and the sexton of the synagogue is a mistake, takes hold of his clothes. If they are torn, they are torn. If they are rent, they are rent, until he bears his heart. And a stone is set before behind him, on which the sexton of the synagogue stands with a calfite strap in his hand, doubled over into two and two into four with two straps of some other type of chamor, rising and falling on it, so it has mixed stuff in it. A yoda tefach v'rochba tepim mishne gimel. Yoda tefach v'rocho v'rochba tefach v'rosh magas apri kreso umakel so shlish b'forem u'shtei yodas milachav v'eno makel so lo'omev lo'yoshev elo muteh shemar v'ipila shofet v'amakeh makeh b'yodo achas b'chol kocho. Its handle is a hand's breadth, and its width is a hand's breadth, and its end reaches his navel. And he strikes him one third on his front and two thirds on his back. And it does not strike him either standing or sitting, but only inclining, as it is stated that the judge shall cause him to lie down. And he who strikes, strikes with one hand with all his strength. Mishnah Yudalit. Va'koyre koyre, im lo sishmor la'asos v'gomer, v'flo Hashem es makos secho v'es makos v'gomer. V'choz eschil samikro, u'shmart... I have here in parentheses, Ushmartem is Divrei Abris Hazos V'Gomer, V'Chosein V'Hu Rachum Yichaper Avon V'Gomer, V'Chos Eschil As HaMikro. Do you have that?
No.
V'Meis Tachas Yodo Potur. Hosev Lo Od Ritzu Achas. Okay. Hosev Lo Ritzu Achas V'Meis Hareza Gola Yodo. Yiskalka Bein Berei Bein Mamayim Potur Reira Mer Ish Berei V'Isha Bemayim. And the reader reads, if you will not observe to do, etc., then the Lord will make your blows wonderful and the blows, etc. And he returns to the beginning of the passage. Observe, therefore, the words of this covenant, etc. And he concludes with, but he, being full of compassion, forgives iniquity, etc. And returns to the beginning of the passage. If Shaddaiah, these are Potsukim which count. They're actually 13 words in the Pasuk or something like that. If Shaddaiah under his hand, he is exempted. If he added one more lash and he died, he's exiled because of him. The famous halacha. If he be found himself, whether with excrement or urine, he is exempt. Rabbi Yudah Meir says, a man with excrement and a woman with urine. For Mishnah Yud Tezvot. Koch ever kisa shaloku nifli day krisot, krisot. Shnemar v'nikla chichicha leinecha. Shaloka reu keachicha. Divrabi Hanani ben Gamliel. Amrei Chanina Gamliel. Maim oivra ver achas noitel nafsho alea. Hois a mitzvah achas alachas v'kama shetinosin lo nafsho. Shemer mi mekomo ulome. Shemer v'nichusu anafoshos oosos v'goymer. V'omer asher yaseo som adam v'chaibohem. Hako yeshe v'lo ovra avera noisin lo schar ko eis a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Yoimer, Hare Omer, Racha Zakli Bilti Achol Adam Ki Adam Anofesh Vigoimer, Umayim Adam Shanav Shosho Adam Kotzomi Menu, Haporish Men Makabo Sochor, Gozel Varayo Shanav Shosho Adam, Misavlem Mechamdoch Mechamadton, Haporish Men Alachas Kama Vikama, She's Geloy Ludorosov, Ludoros, Doros, 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 all those who lie before Karate, who have been flogged or exempted from karet. As it is written, then your brother shall be dishonored before your eyes. Once he has been flogged, he is as your brother. So Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, said Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, if he who commits one transgression forfeits his soul thereby, then all the more so one who performs a mitzvah shall soul be restored to him. Rabbi Shimon says, we learn it from the same place, for it is written, even the souls that do them shall be cut off, etc. And it says, which if a man do, he shall live by them. Hence, one who sits and commits no transgression is rewarded as is one who performs a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon, son of Rabbi, says, lo, it says, only be steadfast in not eating the blood, for the blood is the life, etc. If a man who keeps apart from the blood, from which one is averse, receives a reward, how much more so will a man who keeps apart from robbery and incest, which a man so lusts after and covets, gain merit for himself and his generations and generations of generations to the end of all generations. Finally, one of the most famous Mishnayos in all of Shas, Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer, Rotsa Kosh Baruch Zakos Yisrael, L'fichol Yerbalem Tor Mitzvah Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz Zeman Ziko Yagdil Torov Yadir. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha says, the Holy One, blessed be He, desired to grant merit to Israel. Therefore He multiplied for them Torah and commandments, as it is written, the Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake, to make the Torah capacious and glorious. Amakom says here, Amakom Baruch Hu. Interesting. Just like the Gears of the Yerushalmi, that Amakom and Kadosh are separate from the Baruch Hu. Very good. Shkoyach.